Welcome to Tarati Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. We continue in Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Zayin, chapter 147, which picks off where the previous chapter left off. Chapter 146, Kuf Mem Vav, ended with the pasuk Yimloch Hashem Le'olam Elokeich Tzion, Ledovodo Haliluka, speaking of a time when God will rule in Tzion, undisputed, where every human being will understand and acknowledge his reign. At that time, says the Radak, we will understand, as our perek picks up, verse 1, Pasuk Aleph, Halleluka, praise God, Ki tov zamre Elokeinu. At that point in the future when God will reign in Zion, we will understand that it is good, that it is fitting for us to praise God. The Sfarno takes us further, though. We don't have to wait for that time in the future, B'mot HaMashiach, to understand that it is good, it is fitting to praise God. Because even now, Bigalut, in the exile, it is clear to us that we are guided uniquely and personally by the Ashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the tailor-made guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as such, we understand Ki Tov Zama Elokeinu. It is good for us to sing to our God. Ki Na'im Navati La. Praise is fitting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because, Pasuk Bet, Bone Yerushalayim Hashem. God here is identified as the Bone Yerushalayim. And this is an idea that is consistent throughout our tefillot, throughout our prayers, where we always refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the present tense as Bone Yerushalayim, constantly at every moment building Jerusalem. The idea of Yerushalayim as the center of the world has never been abandoned. And while it may look like history has shifted it, perhaps, to the dustpan or to the other side or the wrong side of the story, actually, at every moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a constant process of building, so that at the end we will see Nidchei Yisrael Yichanes. At the end we will see He will gather in the outcasts of Israel. However, throughout the Galut, Hashem has always been Boneh, present tense, in a process of building that will culminate with the ultimate Geula. The Radak speaks of the broken-hearted who are healed as being the Jews begalut, the Jews in exile. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu binds up their sorrows. Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Moneh mispor lekochavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually has a count for every single star, something impossible to humans, who, as far as technology gets, can only marvel at how many trillions there are, but cannot give a number. Not only can God give a number, but lechulam shemosikha, He has a name for each. And the Radak points out that having a name for each indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of the very unique mission of every single star. Not only is God aware of the unique mission of every single star, but He cherishes and highlights and watches over the unique mission of every single Jew, man and woman. As such, Gadol Adonino v'Rav Koach, God is our Lord, He is abundant in strength. Lisvunaso ein mispar, His understanding, His wisdom is beyond calculation. But to take this pasuk, I lifted up perhaps beyond the literal, as Rav Hirsch says, not only is His wisdom beyond number, but in the words of Rav Hirsch, the concept of number has no place within the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein mispar, people or things do not have more or less significance because of their number. How big or how many or how loud any person or people are is not what determines their value before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We as a nation, as Klal Yisrael, are tiny in number. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitunato, in His wisdom, does not allow us to get swallowed up by the masses. And as we saw, every star, every Jew can be called by name by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Jew too small to be noticed or to be considered significant before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because His tfuna, His wisdom, can recognize greatness of spirit, where numbers or size have no significance whatsoever. And as such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be, as in Pasuk Vav, verse 6, Me'odeid Anavim Hashem. He encourages the humble, because size doesn't matter. Mashpil Resha'im Adei Aretz. He lowers the wicked down to the ground. And thus, Enu LaShem Bisoda. Call out to Hashem with thanks. Zamru Lelokeinu Bechinur. Let us sing to Him with the kinor, with His musical instrument. The perek here shifts, the chapter shifts. If we're speaking of the gvurot, of the greatness of God, there's another dimension in the world in which the greatness of God can be seen. And that, as the chapter will shift, will be in the cycle of rain, in the cycle of precipitation and how the world is sustained through what seems to be the very natural cycle of rain. But as the Radak points out, it's through the cycle of rain that we learn to trust in God. We all know that if we need the rain, desire it in order to live, we can only look up to the heavens. We can only turn to God because He is the one, He is the force who holds the key to rain. And we place our faith in Him in this natural process. Just as our faith is devoted exclusively to God when it comes to our ultimate geula. But not only do we see the greatness of God in our geula and also in the rain, but the very nature of the rain and its cycle gives us important lessons in terms of developing and honing our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To specify, HaMechaseh Shamayim Be'avim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers the heavens with clouds. The heavens, says the Radak, are what is pure, are what is good, are where the light filters through to us. Yet sometimes it's covered by clouds, and it seems that darkness covers the light. Yet we understand and we believe that even on a day that's gray with clouds, the light of the heavens is still there. Even when circumstances seem to cloud the light, we as Jews trust that the light is still there. But to extend this metaphor a little further and to a place of greater hope, the very clouds themselves, which are gray, and cast a shade or cast darkness on what was bright. These are the clouds that burst open and shower the rain of blessing upon the world. So very often, that which seems to shadow or cast a shade, the clouds that seem gray, are what is carrying the very bracha that we need. HaMatzmiach Harim Chatzil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take a mountain, and it is the mountains that are the most difficult, the most harsh, that don't easily yield grass. Yet God can turn things around and have a mountain sprout with grass. In the same way, again, the lesson of bitachon, God can take our circumstances, whether the personal, whether my own personal life, whether the fate of Klal Yisrael, and change it in a moment. Nosein livhem alachma. God gives sustenance, gives food to every single animal. Specifically, Livnei Orev Asher Yikra'u, to the young ravens that cry out. Rashi and Radak point out that the baby ravens are born white to a mother who is black. And because their color is different, the mother raven, who is considered cruel, does not feed her children and leaves them to fend for themselves. These defenseless, poor baby ravens cry out to God, who hears their cries and sends insects for them to eat so that they can survive and thrive. Fitting for David, who himself was an abandoned or rejected child, to call out the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the abandoned or rejected baby ravens. But again, the idea here is that God looks out for the vulnerable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for the abandoned, the rejected, for the one ignored by others. Which leads directly to verse 10, to Pasuk Yud. Lo v'gvuras hasus yechpatz. Hashem does not look out. Hashem does not desire the horse's strength. Lo v'shoki ha'ish yirtzeh. And He does not favor the legs of man. It's not physical strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors. Rather, rotze Hashem es yireav. Hashem favors those who fear Him. Es hamiyachalim lechasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for, favors, guides most closely those who hope, who trust for His kindness. And of course, the place and the people who most trust for Hashem's kindness, who cannot rely on the strength of man, because it is not that which ever saved them, is Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12, Shabchi Yerushalayim es Hashem. Yerushalayim praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it has always been clear that it is only our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has protected us. Halali Elokayach Tzion. Praise your God, Tzion. And beautiful how directly David calls out to Tzion in the second person, to you, Elokayach, your God, Tzion. Ki chizak b'richei she'arayach. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have never been fooled. It is no other force, no other power that has ever strengthened or fortified the gates of Yerushalayim. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has strengthened the gates of Yerushalayim. Berach b'neich b'kirbech, and blessed your children amid you. Hasam gvulech shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes your borders peaceful, chelev chitim yaspi'ech, and satisfies you with the choicest wheat. And again, the perek shifts here in the story of our bitachon, the story of the bitachon of Elokayich Tzion Yerushalayim. Here again, we shift to the cycle of water, and again, instructive in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hasholech imraso aretz, who dispatches his word, earthward, and again, the Mefarshim identify his word that is dispatched as the rain, which again is the fulfillment of the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad mehera yeretz tvaro. And again, instructive, how quickly does nature fulfill the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing rain? So must we learn to imitate and also to be quick to fulfill the directive, the command of God. Hanosein shelek hatzamel, he gives snow like fleece. Kifo ke'efa yifazer, scatters frost like ashes. Mashlich kalcho chafitim, he hurls his ice like crumbs. Lifnei karaso miya amod, before his cold, who can stand? Yet, yishlach dvarov yamseim, this cold, this ice that's so forbidding, that's such a threat to us, he issues his command, and it melts them. Yashev ruchoh yizlumayim, he blows his wind, and that which was ice, impenetrable, becomes water that flows. And the mashal, or the imagery here, is so fitting. And the Mefarshim speak of water as having this amazing power to take any form that Hashem commands. Water that can flow gently or with force. Water that becomes ephemeral as it evaporates into vapor, or that is hard as ice and can become a wall that cannot be broken. So too must we, as human beings, developing our midah of bitachon, allow ourselves to be formed into whatever shape God directs us. When He wants us to be hard, we cannot break. When He desires that we be soft, we must mold ourselves to whatever shape He determines. Just as water is so malleable, is so pliable, it can be so hard, we as Jews must be able to take whatever shape or whatever form HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines at any particular moment of life. And how or when does it happen that we understand how to imitate nature in this way? That we understand how to become soft as the drip drip or hard as the ice of winter? It happened when, Pasuk Yutet, chapter 19, Magid Dvarav LiYaakov, Chukav UMishpatav LiYisrael. There was a time, the climax of creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his word to Klal Yisrael with the giving of the Torah. And it was that time that all the laws of nature found their fulfillment. And it was that time that we as a nation could look at the laws of nature, could look at water and ice and mountain and grass and understand that all of this is a lesson to us in the way that we mold ourselves and in the way that we place our faith in God. Because it has never happened. Lo asachin l'chol goy. It never happened, as in Pasuk Chaf, verse 20, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to any other nation. L'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yudaum. It never happened that for any other nation, God made known his judgments or his word. And because we are the only ones who are worthy that God should make his word known with the giving of the Torah, he was Magid Varav Yaakov. He related his word to Yaakov, which established and developed this entire relationship where we can look at the natural world and see God. And look at the way the natural world fulfills the will of God and understand the way in which we too can do so. As a nation that is blessed to look at this world and see our place in it, so directly wound up with Dvar Hashem, on that we end and sing Halleluka. Praise be to God. Thank you for studying the Ilay Nishmot, Helen Maskevitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheiret HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.